Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir, Shitas HaRambam, in the sugya of Anan Agrinan, Bava Basra Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. In the previous shir, we saw the Rambam, Kashas, the Shitas HaShara Mishpat, wasn't satisfying, we asked, and now we're going to get to the Mahalach, and this is going to be based on the Torah of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Hagon, Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Chaim Shmuelevitz, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So he says as follows, B'hemshech Dibri HaGemara, it says, Omer Mar Zutra, V'itoin V'omer Leisutre Sadi Lasude Le'dedor Be'tlos Shnei B'yamamu V'lilya Tanose Taina. That if, Mar Zutra says, that if this person Tainas, and he says, bring two Edim to testify that he lived 3 years, day and night. His taina is a good taina. So where the Rashbam explains that the Marzusha is not arguing on Abai and Rabbi, he's saying something independently, that only when the Ma'arer makes a taina's bari, that he knows that he didn't live there at night, then the Machzik has to be Mavar that he lived there at night. And then we require the edus of the neighbors, or the edus of the renters. Meaning that normally it's enough to have edus on the days. Edus on the days alone is enough. Since he lived there by day, Mistami also lived there at night, and only if the Ma'ara makes a taina, taina's bori, I know that you didn't live there at night, and that's why I didn't protest, then the machzik has to bring edim that he lived at night, and be makchish him. Explanation is that there's koach b'tainas bari to be ma'oris sfeikus, and since we have no yediyah brura that he lived there at night, we're just told that b'stoma, since he lived there by day, also there at night, we have no reason to be mistopic in such an instance. There's a koach and the tainas about din to be ma'oris sfeikus b'davar, because maybe kushta ka'amar, maybe he's really telling the truth, and then the machzik has to bring edim that he lived there at night. That's the mahalach of the Rashbam in the sugya, that Marzusha is not coming to argue. He's just coming to say that if he makes a tainas bari, that he normally we assume bistama, that if he was there by day, he was also there at night. And then Marzusha explains that if he makes a tainas bari, that he wasn't there at night, then he has to bring edim. Wherever the Rambam writes that ton bala chotzev ram Hashem lo shachan baba yom v'layla, o Hashem elo shizkirim lo shachan v'yom v'layla, harezu taina. So we see Shitas HaRambam is that he doesn't need a Tainas Bori. The Rambam says that if the Ma'arer says maybe he didn't live there at night, maybe. So then there maybe the Sochem didn't rent day and night. So in such an instance, he has to bring Edim. He has to be mevara that he was there at night as well, and so writes the Magid Mishnah Meshit Sarama. So lechor mevur mizeh shafilu tainas shema, even a taina of shema has the power to be ma'or sveikis, and that's a big chiddush. Bepshuto tainas shema doesn't have the koch to be ma'or sveikis. That if without the taina we have no reason to be mistapik, why should a shema be ma'ur? Why should a shema arouse a suffik? Harehu ba'atzmo eni yodea shelo dor balelos. B'tzarchi un manale le Rambam lechadish kein. How does the Rambam know it's a zogan azach chidish, that even saying shema is enough to be machriach the machzik to bring edim about the nights? Why is a shema ma'ur is fakus? So therefore it appear b'bir shita saram, and that Be'emes's reason is not because his taina is effective to be ma'or sfeikus, like we saw in the Rashbam, that his taina is ma'or sfeikus. Rather, the Rambam explains that Marzusha is mechadesh, that if we have no yediyah vadois bedover, we're just mistopic bedover, then the Baal Din has his chus taina to be tovea beirur. And therefore, even though we are not tola that mistama, even though we are tola that mistama, we assume that probably he lived there at night, nevertheless, he has his chustaina, the Marakama has his chustaina to be toveya, that he brings a raya, that he lives there at night as well. So that's apparently pshat in the Rambam, that it's not pshat that his taina can be ma'oris fekas, But rather, Mazrish's chiddush is that if we don't have a yediyah of adayis bedaver, we're just mesupik bedaver. So a baal din has a schus taina to be ma'orah to demand a beirur, to say, okay, we don't know what's going on over here, so you have to clarify it, because I'm a baal din, I'm a baal daver, and I have the right to say this, to demand this. Now the Rashbam writes that Mar Zuchro is not arguing with Abai and Rabba, rather he's explaining what they're saying. That when do we have a suffix on the night? Only when he makes a tainas bari. In such an instance, Abai and Rabba are talking, and they say, how should you be mavar the suffix, either with the neighbors or with the sochrim? However, Bidasa Rambam would appear that they are arguing, as we were marich also in another shir, Ofen Nifla B'Yoser, to explain the argument between Mar Zuchro and Abai and Rabba. So Mar Zuchro BeEmes holds that we have no suffix at all. We have no suffix at all. We're not Maris Fake. It's just the Baal Din has his chustaina to be Tovea Raya that he lived at night, and even though there are no Sfakis. And in the Sugya Sagamor originally, we don't mention that we're talking about a case where the Ma'ar is Tovea Raya, the Petchilas HaSugya it's Mashma, that we are Choshesh that he wasn't living there at night, because we ask, I v'habot him to be mama yadi b'lelo yadi. But houses, we know by day and we don't know by night. So it's mashma that we're mesupik and we're choshesh that he wasn't living there at night. And on this, Abai answered, man masid abate shive, who's made on the batim? Neighbors. And Rav is Matarites, we're talking about the Eidus Sochur in an instance where they're not no Gaya. So it emerges that according to Abai and Rava, we're not told that Mistama he lived there at night. Umeikara, we're Mechayiv him to be Mvarer that he lived there at night. Again, this is the Mahalach of the Rambam, that we're suggesting that according to Abai and Rava, we're not told that Mistama he lived there at night. But rather, we're Mechayiv the Lovit to be Mvarer that he lived there at night. The Ma'ar is Tovea Raya, and he has every right to, because we're Choshish that he doesn't live there at night. And Mar Zuchro argues, and he holds, no. We're told that Mistama he did live there at night. Just the Baal Din has his Chustaina to be Tovea Beirur that he lived there at night, since we have no Yediyah of Adois. Just, we have no reason to be Mistapik. So according to Abai and Rava, Meikar, they have to be Mavar the nights. And Mar Zuchro argues, and he says, no. Meikara, we don't have to be Mavar the day and night. It's not our suffix. But if the Baal Din is Tovea Beirur, then we have to accept that, and we have to, he has his chustaina to demand this, that the matter be clarified, that he really lived there at night, since we don't have a Yediyah of Adais. According to Abai and Rava, we're not told that Mistami lived there at night. Mazucha hold, we are told that Mistami lived there at night. Just if he demands a bearer, so we go with it. We say, okay, you have to be mevarer. So now it would appear that we could say b'shit saramam is foul. The Rambam holds that it says in the Gemara that the sochrim are naman when they're not nogea be'idus is only what we held originally, that we're choshesh that he didn't live there at night. K'divrei Abai v'Rava, but la'alacha we pass in like Mar Zuchro, that we are tola that he lived there at night, and we have no sfeikus in the matter. According to Abai and Rava, Meikara, we're choshish that he didn't live there at night. But la locha, we pass like Mar Zuchro, that we're tola that he did live there at night, and we have no sfeikus. Just the Baal Din has a schlis taina to be tovei raya on the nights. So if he makes a taina, leis tre sade la sude le de darbi yamamu velelya, bring two Edim to testify that he lived there day and night, the Sochrim are not believed to be made on the Leilos, even though they're not Nogeya, because they're Baalei Darba, they're made on the Diras Atzman. And the reason for this Chiluk is going to be explained later. So, We have now in Marzutra two chidushim. We have the chidush that we're told that he lived there at night, and we have no sveikas. Just the Baal Din is a schus taina to be tovei araya. And also that the socham are not believed even when they're not ne'eman. So again, the Rambam is pasking like Marzutra, that we are tola that he lived there at night, and we have no sveikas. Just the Baal Din is a schus taina to be tovei araya about the nights. And then if he's toin, bring two edim to testify about the days and the nights, the sochrim are not believed to be made on the nights at all. Even if they're not nogeya. That's why the Rambam doesn't mention anything about them being nogeya, not nogeya. They paid, they didn't pay. The Rambam says the sochrim are never ne'eman. Why are they not ne'eman? Because they're baalei din that are made on their own dira. So since they're considered Baal Edin, they're considered Baal Dvarim, so they're not Naaman. And now we're going to explain what this means. Rashi writes in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel Hodor Poshto, that if somebody says Ploni Rav HaShori, Ve'ed Achar Mitztarif Imo Naaman, Gamlin Yitzkilas HaShor, if one person says that Ploni had relations with my ox, and another aid is Mitztarif with him, so he's Naaman, and the shore is even stoned. And even though we say that the shore on Nirba is not Niskal al pi Bailim, normally this wouldn't work. So Hani Mili, when the aidim were made on the Rovea, but were they made even on the Rovea, and he's Naaman on the Rovea to be given Skila, so he's also Naaman on the shore. And that's also Shittas HaRambam and Perikid Beis, Melchasedus Halacha Beis. So we have to understand, Mali Shehid Gamal HaRoveya, Sof Pasul Hayr HaShara, so he was made on the Roveya. So he's made on Ploni that he was Baal Shara. But he's Pasul Hayr HaShara. So if he's made Al Shara Levad, he's not Naaman. But if he's made on the Roveya as well, then he is Naaman. What's the difference? So Rashi and Tosis explain that we say Migu that he's believed on the Roveya, so he's believed also on the shore. Why? And Vinilu Kochach Melev, the Farish Taima, the Hach Migu. A lot of very wise people try to understand what's this Migu about. Sof, he's it's his shore, he's no Gea Beidus on the shore. So just because he's made on the Roveya, why does it allow him to be made on his shore? What's this Migu? In the great Sefer Shari Chaiman Ksubis, Simon and Dalit, Sifkat and Bezin Gimel, he explains in the name of his father, Alter Shmuel Levitz, that when Ploni is made, Rabba Shori, Hare Eduso, Ala Roveya, Havi Edus Me'alia. And when he's made that Ploni had committed bestiality with my ox, so his Edus on the person is a good Edus, and it's included in the Edus of the Roveya that he says that the Nirba was Shoro, because even though there's no Nafkamina Klape the Roveya, who was the shore, which was the shore that was Nirba, nevertheless it's not Stam Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma Klape Edus HaRoveya Shereze Mechlal Drisha V'Chakir V'Abdiko Shel Edus HaRoveya Kevin Shekosuv V'Parashas Edus V'Darashat V'Chirat V'Shalat HaHetev Nereze Din B'Hochas Edus Tabinam V'Drishas V'Chakiras V'Bedikas V'Nishadish B'Zeh V'Chol Mashenichla V'Drishas V'Chakiras V'Bedikas Shela Edus Ain't just some Sipur Dvarim Ba'am Alachayla Zagamkin Taras Edus. So as when you're there being made on the Roveya, they also have to be made on the Shor HaNirba, even though there's no Nafkamina. The important thing is that he was Baal Shor. But that's part of the drishas v'chakiras of the edus of the roveya, who is the shore. It says in the parish of edus for the rashi v'chakarat of shalta hetev. You have to ask a lot of questions. You have to cross examine him. So there's a din here in Hilchos edus that we require drishas and chakiras and bedikas. And what's included in drishas and chakiras and bedikas is not stam sipur dvarim ba'alma, but this says Torah's edus. So the Iker Eidus is not Godal Roveya, but Mimela is also Torah's Eidus on the Pirtei HaMais and on Kol Sipur HaDvar, because that's the drishas and hakiras and medikas of the edus, and it's included in memela bigger edus, like we see that if there was hakrash in the medikas, but leidusan. So that explains the edus and the axe is part of the drishas and the hakiras. And that's part of the Ikar Eidus. The Ikar Eidus is really on the Roveya. But since Drishas HaChakiras are in the Nirba, so we have to ask to deal with that as well. So explains the Rav Alter Shmulevitz, based on the Ravid, that a Baal Din is not an eight pasul like Karav or Rasha, but a Baal Din doesn't have a Teres eight at all, and therefore there's no Din of Nimse Echel Meam Karav or Pasul by an eight. An eight has no Din of Nimse Echel Meam Karav. A Baal Dover has no Din of Nimse Echad Meam Karav Pasul, because it doesn't have a Taras 8. So Rav Shmulevitz was Mechadesh, that according to this, Lu Yitzuyer, that his Eidus should have a Taras Eidus. We had a shir on this, I got Lu Yitzuyer, that on his Eidus they'll have Taras Eidus, so then his Eidus is going to be Eidus Ksheira. Because it doesn't have any paslus, it just isn't begeder edus. In other words, a baal dover is edus, he's not an eight pasul, it's just not an eight. But if lu yitzuyer there should be a chalos edus, so then it's kosher. So now it's gevaldik. We understand the migu v'das harashi v'arambam, that even though he can't be made on his shore alone, it's not midin paslus, just that it's not bechinas edus. He's a baal dover. Since he's a baal dover, it's not bechlal edus. And therefore, if he's made on the Roveya, and he says this Roveya was Roveya my shore, he was had committed bestiality with my axe, so all the Pirtei HaMais is included. It all has Tyres Eidus mitzad Roveya medin drisha v'chakira, and since there's Tyres Eidus, so shuv mahani eidusu gam klapei arigas shora. So once there's Tyres Eidus on the whole thing, the whole kit and caboodle, the whole nine yards, so so it's chal on the person, on the roveya, but also on the nirba, also on the shore. Why? Because once there's Taras Eidus, it's since he's a baal dover, it's not pasulus, it's not just that he's pasul to be made about his shore, that he's not an eid on his shore. But lu yitzir, that there'd be a yitzias, that he could be eid, that he could be made on his shore, there wouldn't be kasher Eidus. And here there's such a mitzias, because he's being made on the roveya. And Mimela, since we're asking him about the details, and one of those details is who is the axe, we believe him about that as well. And that's why we see there in the sugya, this is all talking about the baal dover. But if he is a pasul of karov, psul karov, then the migu won't help. Why? Because there's a pasulus. So based on this, right, there's alts karov, he's a pasul, so therefore he can't. There's going to be no migu. When it comes to the case of the person being made about the Roveh and his axe, there he's believed, because by the axe he's just a baal dover, and now it's baal dover, his edus is an edus, but since he's being made about the person, and about that he's believed, and then we ask him details, and one of the details is who the axe was, so we believe him about that as well. That's also part of the edus. So according to this, we can be Ashiv the Kashiv of the Sharm Mishpat. Why are they believed when they're holding the rent in their hand, as we asked in the previous shir? They're baal dover. In this Eidus, they're patterning themselves from the Tvias HaMa'arir. And a Baal Dover is Pasul, even though he has no Negiah. So Enoch and I, if they're holding on to the rent, they have no Negiah. They give it to the Ma'arir, they give it to the Machzik, they don't care. But Dal Kopanim, they're Baal Dvarim, because they have to be paying it to someone here. So they should be Pasul on Baal Dover. So based on what we explain, it's very good. Because Klapei Atzman, they have no Chalos Psul. They're just not, it's not together Eidus. So since they're coming to be made for the Machzik, in other words, they're made on either the selling of the field, or as like we saw in Chasedus, or in the Cheslik's Kemoshanim, like we saw in Toin Venitan, so Klapi the Machzik, their Eidus is a good Eidus. And since this is a Torah's Eidus, Klapi the Machzik, so Shuv, we have the Svar of the Gemara that there's a Migu, Migu de Mahani Eidus and the Machzik. Since their Eidus works for the Machzik, now their Eidus can also patter them from the Tvi of the Ma'arir, Mitam, Migu. Isn't that Gevaldik? It's patters them from the Tvi of the Ma'arer. Tam Migu, Migu that it's Chal Agabe the Machzik. So now it has a shame of Kosher Eidus. So now it's also Chal Agabe the Ma'arer, and they can say who they have to pay, that they don't have to pay the Ma'arer. And therefore, they're nogea be'edus if they already paid schar to the machzik, because now they have a toelus from this edus that they're made for the maskir, since they're naman be'edus and legamre and they're pater from tvias ha'ma'arer. And since this is the case, their edus for the maskir is betela. But if they're still holding on to the rent and they say, who should we give it to? And they're not nogea be'edus, they're naman la'maskir. Why migu, since they're mehiman la'maskir, they're mehiman also to pater themselves from the ma'arer, even though they're balid with balid varim, like we explained. That their edus is good lagabi the machzik, because they can say that it's, the machzik was there for 3 years, and they're holding on to rent, so they're not no gabi davar, they're not going to be losing any money. So even though they're bali dvarim, because they're going to be paying somebody, but since they're naman lagabi the machzik, they're also naman to say that they owe the machzik the money and not the maharer. Either Bali Dvarim here, who they're paying, but Migu that they're believed, Gabi the Machzik, that the field belongs to the Machzik, we're also going to believe them about to whom they have to pay the rent. But if they have already paid the rent, then they're Negebedavar, then they're Pasaleidus. Because they have a Toelis. Because if they say that it belongs to the machzik, then they get to keep the money. So that we can't accept. That we can't. If they say that it belongs to the machzik, then they don't have to pay a second time. So there we can't believe them. But if they're still holding on to the rent, if it's in their hand and they're deciding who to pay, so they, since they're believed, the guy with the machzik, that the field belongs to them, they can also be believed that they should be paying him rent and not to the other fellow, not to the ma'arer. So that's the second leg of our journey. There is a third leg as well. And I'm hoping God should just give me life and give you life. And we'll be able to see the final resolution of the Rambam. And then there's another pshat in the Rambam. Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of pshat in the Rambam. But each one is instructive and illuminating. And it's Taras Hashem. So we should be zochah to continue learning. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.